This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. It is such a privilege and an honor to be able to bring you this. You know, every time I bring a word, that word isn't only for you, but it's absolutely always for me too. I need to hear it. I need to be taught by it, for it changes lives. On Friday's program, part 25, we looked at Ephesians, the first chapter, and verse 4. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. And now we come to verse 5, which says this. This is Paul talking. He says, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. It gave him perfect pleasure, because he continually accepts us. Even before the world began, God had decided in advance to adopt us into his own family. You know, when you go through adoption, I've never been through adoption, I don't know myself, but I do know this, that when you go through adoption, normally the parents are able to choose the child. The child isn't just foisted on a couple. They're in the process of choosing that child. And it's a long, drawn-out process and takes ages and ages and ages. That I do know. Social services are involved. All sorts of checks are done. All sorts of balances are done. It goes on and on and on. It's not an easy thing to adopt a child. It's far easier if you are medically able to have your own child. But God made the decision that he wanted to adopt us into his family. And so he sent his son Jesus into the world, not to condemn it, but to save the world. God sent Jesus to a surefire death on the cross at Calvary. The reason he sent his son was so that his son could die on the cross and his blood would be sacrificed and God would accept us through his son Jesus. We would be reconciled to the Father through his son Jesus, so that we could become adopted by him. God made a decision well in advance to bring us into his own family by adopting us and bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. Why would he want to do that? It's because he wanted to do what he wanted to do, and it gave him incredible pleasure. Knowing that you have been adopted by Almighty God gives God pleasure. For he looks down at you and thinks to himself, "There's my child." He's looking down at you now. I'm speaking to you. Yes, you. I'm speaking to you. He's looking down upon you now. And he's smiling. "Yes, David, but what about all the sin in my life?" He knows that. And he knows that he still loves you. There is nothing. Say nothing. There is nothing you could do to stop God loving you. There is nothing in this world that you could do to stop God accepting you. He loved you that much that he wanted to adopt you. And so he did. Before the world even began, he made a decision that he was going to adopt you into his own family. And Jesus was the catalyst for all of that. And you know what? When we go off the wrong track, when we go down the wrong road, which we often do, well, I certainly do. I certainly go off on the wrong tangent and make wrong decisions. God holds me back. And through his son Jesus, he says to me, "Let's try that again. Let's have another go at that." And I know on my journey, as I walk up Mount Zion and I cut down the brambles and I try to find an easy way around, I look for the easy road oftentimes. And as I fall over, the Lord picks me up, puts me back on that road, and says, "It's okay." He says to me, "I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. You're always going to be with me. Nothing you can do will stop me loving you." "Yeah, but what about those times when I've got really angry with you, Lord?" "Those times when you've got angry with me, I look at you and I smile. And that smile tells me that I love you even more. And I continue to love you. I continue to accept you." Sometimes I find the road so tough. Lord, I find it so hard sometimes. And that is because you try to follow that pathway in your strength. You've forgotten about my strength. You've forgotten all about the times when I've upheld you. You've forgotten about those times when you've fallen and I've picked you up. I've always been there. I always will be there. "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. Plans never to harm you. Plans only to uphold you. For that is how much I love you. I love you that much that 2,000 years ago I sent my son into this world to be executed on a cross at Calvary, to be in so much pain, and that pain suffered was for you. For you are my child. And I hold you in the palm of my hand. And I continually say, I love you. I am accepting you. Oh boy, Lord. Beloved, when you hear that, doesn't it make your heart sing? And all of those problems, all of those issues in our lives, when you think about what God has done, when you think about why He's done it, all of those problems, all of those issues, they go. They float away. And we are left with our God. We are left with our Jesus. And we are able to say, Lord, I worship you. I honor you. I love you with every fiber of my being. For this is the truth, beloved. If you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have made that decision, if you have a relationship with the living God, then know this, you are adopted. Now, let me tell you about adoption in this situation. This may be a surprise to you, this may well be a shock to you, but here's the truth right now. God Almighty is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Well then, if He's the King of Kings, surely that makes me the Prince of Princes. Surely that makes you the Prince of Princes, or the Princess of Princesses, because you're adopted. He's your father. Therefore, all the benefits of him being your father come to you through that adoption process. You become named after God. You become his child. And therefore, you are adopted into the royal household. That means you are royalty. That means wherever you go, you will be honored. You may not notice it, you may not recognize it, but I am telling you, you will be honored. Because you are God's child, adopted by Him. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Christ Jesus. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. Galatians, the fourth chapter, verses 4 and 5 say this, but when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that He might receive adoption that we might receive adoption to sonship. Verse 5, to redeem those, to buy back those who have been snatched away, to buy them back under law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. That's just a reiteration of everything I've been saying to you, and I want you to do something for me right now. I want you to lift your eyes heavenward. And I want you to say these words with me. Heavenly Father, we love you. We adore you. And we worship your holy name. We are so grateful that we are adopted by you, and that together we are brothers and sisters around the world, worshiping you, loving you, and saying, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.